In this new section, Shlomo HaMelech is going to delve more specifically into the value that Torah and wisdom offer a person. He begins lovingly, once again referring to the reader as his own child, and he begins to speak of the greatness that will come almost naturally upon the acolyte as he becomes more deeply accustomed to this truest and most beautiful way of life. The Gra explains the difference between the Ma'amarim and the mitzvos mentioned here, as Shlomo urges the student to internalize them. The former, the Ma'amarim, refer to Torah study itself, something which is an ongoing obligation, never ceasing to exist, applying every day and every night. About such sayings, Sefer Mishlei conjoles, a person must take them with him, for they are not bound by time or circumstances and are thus forever relevant. In contrast, the Gaon states, stand the mitzvos. Even if one is well-versed in the particular halachos of any given mitzvah, the application of this knowledge is only found in certain scenarios, in specific moments and locations in time and space. Accordingly, the knowledge, the know-how, is saved, secreted away, for the unique opportunity in which it can transform into action. I would personally note further that the language of secreting away of titzbone implies a yearning as well, such as we find with the terminology of tzipis l'yeshua. The clear connotation is thus that one does not merely acquire knowledge of a specific mitzvah and move forward. Instead, one ought to anticipate, with building excitement, the opportunity within which the mitzvah can be performed in flawless perfection, with awareness and love. That is the authentic approach towards mitzvos.